Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. The head of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, John Brennan, said Friday Islamic State is well-armed and financed, but not invincible. He said the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes have softened many of the militants' forces and that there are serious signs that its engine is suffering. Speaking to the Council on Foreign Relations in New York Friday, Brennan said new technologies are helping the militants coordinate operations and attract new recruits.
The overall threat of terrorism is greatly amplified by today's interconnected world, where an incident in one corner of the globe can instantly spark a reaction thousands of miles away, and where a lone extremist can go online and learn how to carry out an attack without ever leaving home.
And on Friday, Iraqi government forces pressed on with their massive offensive to retake Tikrit from the Islamic State, which has reportedly begun to lose ground in Iraq. Egypt's Gulf allies pledged $12 billion in aid and investment on Friday at an economic conference and aimed at bringing the battered Egyptian economy back to life. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry attended and assured Egypt's leadership the United States is committed to Egyptian growth. An American health worker infected with Ebola while working in Sierra Leone has been admitted to the International Institute of Health's hospital outside of Washington for treatment. The patient is said to be in serious condition. World Health Organization says Ebola has killed more than 10,000 people, mostly in the West African countries of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. At least 24,340 people have been infected with Ebola. This is VOA News. U.S. and Cuban officials will launch a third round of talks on Monday, process of restoring diplomatic relations. Two sides last met in Washington in late February. Negotiators have been discussing issues that include reopening embassies in Washington and Havana following five decades of estrangement. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said Friday there has been a gradual de-escalation in the fighting with the Russian-backed separatists in the east. Meantime, Human Rights Watch said Friday the government-imposed travel restrictions are seriously delaying delivery of medical aid to help the rebel-controlled areas in the east. Yulia Gubrinova is with the HRW.
The shortages especially affected most vulnerable groups of patients, including patients living with HIV, patients receiving treatment for tuberculosis, various forms of hepatitis, and patients receiving opioid substitution therapy.
Human Rights Watch based its conclusions on 10 days of interviews with medical workers and patients in eastern Ukraine. A group of foreign workers in Australia has won back hundreds of thousands of dollars after they were underpaid by their employer. The Filipino and Chinese laborers worked in the construction industry for a Taiwanese company. Phil Mercer reports.
The men were promised wages of $23 an hour, most of which they'd planned to send home to relatives in the Philippines and China. Instead, the construction workers received as little as $3 an hour from their Taiwanese employer and were forced to live in overcrowded accommodations, including a shipping container. Investigators say those affected included more than 40 Filipino and Chinese workers on three separate building projects. Trade unions believe that the exploitation of foreign labour is rife in Australia. Temporary foreign workers are vital to parts of the Australian economy, including construction and agriculture. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Pope Francis marked the second anniversary of his election on Friday, and he thanked everyone for the warm welcome and asked all to pray for him. Commemorating his anniversary Friday, the 78-year-old Pope also announced what he called an extraordinary Holy Year of Mercy. The year will begin on December 8th and will focus on the theme of mercy. During his 2 years as Pope, Francis has made visits to Eastern Europe, to Asia, South America, and the Middle East. In September, he is set to become the fourth Pope to visit the United States since Pope Paul VI traveled to New York City in 1965. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. That's what we give you every week here on VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host. This week, we're remembering the late, great Clark Terry. Yes, the great trumpeter, composer, band leader, and NEA jazz master Clark Terry, who was born in St. Louis on the 14th of December in 1920, lived a long and fruitful life, passing away just a few days ago on the 21st of February at the age of 94. He has left, as I've said, such a wonderful musical legacy, a legacy not only of music made by himself and those that he worked with, but a legacy of friendship with so many musicians, people who absolutely loved him and called him simply CT. Here is a partial list of some of the artists who worked with Clark Terry. The Modern Jazz Quartet, Gerald Wilson, Charles Mingus, Louis Armstrong, Dexter Gordon, Sonny Rollins, Wes Montgomery, Cal Jader, Jimmy Smith, Thelonious Monk, Cannibal Adderley, Stan Getz, Oscar Peterson, and two that were very important to him in the early stages of his career, Count Basie and Duke Ellington. Here is a work created by Clark Terry in honor of two that he loved and admired very much. It's called What a Wonderful World, an album from 1993 that was dedicated to Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington. And from that, here's Duke Ellington's composition, Duke's Place, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
They got chitlins, fat back. Ooh, they got some vittles up there. You ain't seen no vittles like that, baby. I'm telling you. I was up there that night. I'm going back up there as regular as I can go, man. Nice chicks up there. Nice waitresses. and the waiter, I'm telling you, the food is good, and the waiters are nice to you. And, you know, you don't even have to tip them, man. All you got to do is just show up, you know, and be playing that good food because it's me. Yeah, I'm going up there. I think I'm going up there now. Yes, indeed. Mmm. Baby, take me down to Duke's Place. Wildest box in town is Duke's Place. Love the piano sound at Duke's Place. Woo! Saxes do the tricks at Duke's Place. Fellas, bring all the chicks to Duke's Place. Come on, let's get your kicks at Duke's Place. Shibibidi-weed, spleet, spleet, splat, shibibidi-weed. You get your bumble, humble, your hammer slang, you get some flammable, the evil, the pain. She gone in, the baby, the boat, the back. All the people, the flammable. Yeah, the place to be, I'm telling you. You know, almost any night you got. I stepped in, four families, they had four chicks on each arm. I'm telling you, he was swinging. And drinking dry sack by the buckets. Nash, he was sitting over in the corner. He didn't think I saw it. I saw him sitting over. Ron Carter, he comes sneaking in way late. It was dark and Dotto was sitting way back on the couch, way back in the back with a red big fox there. I'm telling you, they was hanging out. Bob Peel was in there too. I saw him too. He didn't think I saw it, but I saw it. They was catting, man. They was hanging out. I'm telling you, I'm going back in there as regular as I can go because it's cool in there, man. And the chitlins, oh my goodness gracious, chitlins out of sight. I had some gumbo in there the other night too. It's mean. Yeah, Duke's Place, man. That's the place to be. Ain't no need to fool around, go nowhere. Don't go for fat mamas and all them. Go to Duke's Place. That's where it's at. That's right. I'm trying to tell you. Woo! Take me back to Duke's Place. Wildest box in town in Duke's Place. I love the piano sound in Duke's Place. Woo! Saxophones do the tricks in Duke's Place. Fellas swing and meet lots of chicks in Duke's Place. Mm. Come on, come on, come on, get chicks in Duke's Place. Sweet, sweet, little bitty, 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 Duke's Place. Talking about Duke's Place. Talking about Duke's Place. Talking about Duke's Place. She ain't gonna fail for the family. Fat chicken, pop chicken. Thank you.
One great NEA jazz master working with another. Clark Terry on trumpet and flugelhorn solos on the song you just heard from Gerald Wilson's album, New York, New Sound, the song Blues for the Count, with Kenny Barron, Frank Wess, and Clark Terry, all joining in, an all-star cast with the late, great Gerald Wilson, NEA Jazzmaster. Salute to NEA Jazzmaster, dead at the age of 94 on the 21st of February. That's Clark Terry we're talking about on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. In 2006, in New York City, at the International Association for Jazz Education Conference, a special presentation on the life of Clark Terry occurred. Here's more of what we heard from the audience as Clark Terry sat on stage, remembering his life and times and career. Famously, Clark Terry was one of the only artists to have worked with both Duke Ellington and Count Basie, and he was asked to compare working with those two artists. This is what he had to say about working with the Count.
Basie had something that was a little bit different, you know. He had something, a great inborn feeling for jazz, you know.
Yeah.
Basie had an uncanny inner feeling for tempos and for the utilization of space and time. Because he, from his group in the beginning, back in Kansas City with Biggin, Walter Page, and Papa Joe John, and all the people that were in his first band.
And Dizzy Gillespie once said to me, it took me practically my whole life to learn what notes not to play.
Absolutely.
So when you teach, how do you teach space?
Well, I teach them to, like an old joke they used to say to us, don't spend it all in one place. So it's just as basic as that.
That's right.
Spread it out. And don't try to say everything you know how to say in one course, you know. Use the space and the time that we were fortunate enough to have learned from Basie.
From his 1990 album, Having Fun, here's The Snapper, Clark Terry on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Swinging with Mr. Terry. That's the Snapper from his album Having Fun, and you could tell he was. And we always had fun listening to him performing on recordings or live. I remember seeing Clark Terry outdoors in the open plaza of Lincoln Center in New York City for a summertime festival called A Midsummer Night Swing, and he had that place swinging. Hope you enjoyed that from Clark Terry. More from him coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a very simple message I've received back in the month of February on Valentine's Day, the 14th of February, and it reads as follows. Hello, I'm Mary Jane M. Banefo from Nigeria. This is my first time listening to you. Happy Valentine's Day. Please play me My Funny Valentine. Thank you. You rock. Well, thank you so much, Mary Jane, and it would be my pleasure to play for you one of the most famous jazz versions of the classic song My Funny Valentine ever recorded. It's Miles Davis on the trumpet with one of his finest bands ever, George Coleman on the tenor sax, Herbie Hancock and Ron Carter on piano and bass respectively, and on the drums, the teenage sensation, Tony Williams. Recorded live 2 days before Valentine's Day, 51 years ago, in 1964 at Lincoln Center's Philharmonic Hall in New York City. Miles Davis and the guys take the simple melody of My Funny Valentine and twist and turn it, so be prepared for that. But enjoy, here on VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
Thank you. something, something in one color, and then they got into something.
Bias, little mean sex, Mr. Max Roach, beat a mean ex, mom for something, suddenly in one color, and then the joint started jumping.
Every hipster really does go to be a
town. Find that dude, nobody wrote, putting them down. Played a hip thing,
bump with something, suddenly in water, and then they got into something.
Suddenly in water, I bet together was really something.
Well, I gave you a list of some of the greats of jazz history that Clark Terry had worked with over the years, and one of those names was Thelonious Monk, the master composer and unique pianist. Well, his son, T.S. Monk, Thelonious Sphere Monk Jr., invited the great Clark Terry to come join him on his album Monk on Monk as he recreated some of his father's most famous songs, among them the song Suddenly, with vocals, originally called In Walked Bud. That was Clark Terry taking the trumpet leads on that song, but also two great vocalists joined in, the wonderful Diane Reeves and Nina Freelon, two of the greatest of their generation, just two of the vocalists that Clark Terry has worked with in his incredible career. Let me give you a partial list of some of the others. Dinah Washington, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Joe Williams, John Pizzarelli, Ray Charles, Shirley Horn, George Benson, and Steve Tyrell. And in the later stages of his career, he even worked with the pop vocal group En Vogue and the hip-hop group known as Diggable Planets. The versatile, late great, NEA Jazzmaster Clark Terry. Let's return to the International Association for Jazz Education Conference in New York City in 2006 and hear more of his comments from the stage. He fielded questions from the audience, and one of those questions was, what is a jazz singer?
That's a very difficult question to answer, because a whole lot of people who sing well and think they sing beautifully and they think they sing jazz, but they don't sing jazz. They say, they may even sing in tune, you know, and they may not. But they really haven't learned the inner things about jazz, like instruments. You gotta like Ella Fitzgerald. She sang like an instrument, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta know that there's certain notes that you can make in certain positions of the tongue and the mouth, which you can't do. Oh, you can say, hey, 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 for everything. You got to say, ooh, la, ooh, la, ooh, la, you know.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to cheat, to swallow, you know, and breathe in the proper fashion and use the tongue in the proper areas, you know, to get the sounds and the effects that are necessary to deal with when interpreting the jazz language.
Now I know how to define jazz education. Any other questions?
Oh, yeah, we got a ton of questions out here, so.
Okay.
Clark Ross Gentile from St. Louis.
Who's that?
Gentile from St. Louis.
Hey, Gentile, with this talking.
Just want to thank you for all the hours and things that we've learned from you. Thank you for being a good jazz ambassador, and thank you for being a good example to students and a good role model.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. I feel very, very fortunate in the fact that there's so many talented kids around that nobody even helps them to get out of the doldrums, you know, break out of the shell. And they're not, well, there must be a lot of people, but a lot of people who don't give a damn, you know. They're just interested in what's in it for me, you know. I'm just fortunate and happy to be able to impart some of this knowledge to the kids.
And here's another taste of the music of Clark Terry with his old friend Bob Brookmeyer joining with him on trombone from the album Gingerbread, Hank Jones on the piano on the song Milo's Other Samba on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. That's the great father of free jazz, Ornette Coleman, and his group Prime Time from the album Tone Dialing with a piece entitled Street Blues. We celebrate the 85th birthday of Ornette Coleman on the 9th of March. Happy birthday to him. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you'll join me for the next edition of the program as we take you to the International Association for Jazz Education Conference, this time from 2005 in Long Beach, California, to focus on the comments of the great James Moody. He would have been 90 years old on the 26th of March. We celebrated Clark Terry this week. Next week, another NEA Jazz Master, James Moody, in the spotlight. Join me then, won't you?